Okay, so my research was called Is Music the Best Medicine? Using prescribed music to enhance quality of life for people with dementia and their carer. Yeah,
it's working.
Okay. Quiet. So why research music? I'm just giving a pause there so you can actually hear the music. Is there a volume on there? As it says on the slide, it's the capacity of music in maintaining a person's identity, reminding them of the life history and maintaining personhood that is important. There's been a lot of work done on music. Lots of researchers, Oliver Sacks talks about restoring of the self. If you think about it, probably to all of us, music is very important to provoking memories. Probably everybody here has a piece of music that will provoke a memory, a first dance, a first boyfriend, you know, I'm sure. The slide at the bottom, which I can't actually see, but it's by Plato, says music is moral law. It gives soul to the universe, wings to the mind, flight to the imagination, and charm and gaiety to life and everything. So why music? The reason I wanted to use music is I use music a lot in my work. I've also seen it used a lot in work with people with dementia. It seems to help restore calm and relaxation, can lighten the mood. It enhances the lives of people. We use it in our dementia cafe, there's singing for the brain. There's lots of work done with music. And I suppose one of the things that was important to me is that I see the change in the person when it's used, but often the carer doesn't see that because it's happening in a daycare setting. So my research was about how can we use music that enhances the quality of life for people with dementia, but also can impact on the carer. Is there another way that the carer can see another side of the person? Because obviously they see them at the good and the bad, and we often see them in services, you know, being a lot calmer by using music. So I wanted to see whether that could transfer into the home, but I also wanted to involve them in this. Part of the research question is you can't just ask a question. That was one of the things I learned early on. I just thought the top thing was my question, and then I realized you've got to focus it and narrow it into something. And I suppose 2 weeks into the research, when Heather had said, have you got your research question ready, I couldn't believe it. I thought I'd done it. That was it. So there were many sleepless nights, and I suppose what I learned was that 3 a.m. in the morning is probably my best time for thinking. And I had a eureka moment about can we prescribe music similar to exercise on a daily basis to people with dementia that would enhance the quality of life and also impact on the carers. So we've got another little quote at the bottom there. Music gives soul to the universe, wings to the mind, flight to the imagination, and life to everything. And I could have put music quotes on everything, but I didn't. So what did I do? I did lots of reading into how music is used with people with dementia. And obviously there's a lot of research been done. It's often about reducing challenging behaviour, often done with people in the later stages of the illness. Can often involve music therapists, but I didn't want to do that. I wanted to do something in the home with the person with dementia and the carer. There was lots of planning involved in it, and I needed to start to explore who would be involved. I think the first time I was thinking about 10 couples, which was just ridiculous. I would have never got the research done. In the end, I ended up with 5 couples, the carer and the person with dementia, and that was just about achievable. I wanted to involve people in the early to the moderate stages of their dementia because I wanted them to have the capacity to understand what they were being involved with, and if I was using participative research, that they would understand what I was talking about and it would be meaningful. I didn't want to use medicalised measurement tools. I didn't think that was going to help at all. So as I say, my design had to involve the participants. It had to have meaning for them. it had to be qualitative in design. I had to have their views. You know, I wanted their views on how it felt using the music. The participative is a real hard tongue twister. I should just say P-A-R.
Just
sing it. Yeah. To hear their voice. And I also wanted to design a feedback tool with participants to use their words. There's lots of tools and assessment tools about how people feel. But how do I know how people with dementia feel? How do I know what words to describe their experiences? I also wanted to use MP3 players with headphones, and I wanted them to listen to preferred music. Again, there's research to show that preferred music works better, which isn't a surprise, because I wouldn't want to listen to a lot of music I've never heard before. I wouldn't find it particularly relaxing. So the first thing I did after... There's a few musical references. I had a discussion group with people with dementia and a group with carers, and that discussion group was about identifying how long the research would last, how long they would listen to music, and looking at the feedback tool. And I suppose I wasn't prepared for how difficult that actually was. The feedback form was probably the easiest because I was using photos and words as prompts. But actually the abstract idea of how long they would listen to music was very difficult for them to grasp. Even though some were in the early to moderate stages, it was really quite difficult. And why would we have a washout period? And trying to explain what a washout period is quite difficult. But anyway, we got there. The feedback form, which I have and I'll show you later, that was using emotional touch points. So we used lots of different photos. And so I wanted a baseline of mood. So how do you feel on a normal day? How do you feel when the day has gone really well? And how do you feel on a bad day? And actually quite surprising how they felt on a normal day, which you'll see later. I did 10 semi-structured interviews with the people with dementia and the carers. All the carers kept a diary for the week, well, actually for the 2 weeks, which was really useful. I transcribed the discussion groups and the semi-structured interviews, which was quite a joy. Not the length of the time, but because a lot of people were speaking Doric, it was brilliant. And I actually ended up writing Doric for my poor admin to type. So... I also used grounded theory, and you're not impressed. I couldn't have done that a year ago, said I used that. And used thematic and narrative analysis, because really what I wanted was the experience of the people with dementia. How did it feel for them to listen to the music? And in my research report, I have vignettes of the people and a couple of eye poems. That's the feedback form that was devised. So you see, I didn't put good day, bad day or anything. People just ticked how they felt when they'd listened to the music. But the middle column is how people with dementia felt on a normal day. Pensive, thoughtful, bored, what's the point? Which was a bit of an eye-opener for me, but, you know, if I'd chosen the words, I wouldn't have chosen those words for a normal day, and I think that proves that they should could do the form. So on a good day, light and bright, cheerful, happy mood, peaceful, and on a bad day, fed up, down in the dumps, in a tangle, can't be bothered, feeling left behind. The photos were really good for evoking emotions. The experience of people with dementia, so what happened is they had a prescription. Everybody decided what time they would listen to the music. So they would listen to it. We decided it would be 45 minutes. Actually, in the end, it didn't really matter because some of them, if the carer hadn't stopped them listening to it, some would have listened a lot longer. But they listened to the music. The carer prompted them, well, in all cases, prompted them to listen to the music. In three of the cases, had to work the MP3 player because they're a bit of a nightmare, MP3 players. There isn't one MP3 player that is easy to use. We decided to use it on shuffle because one of the problems with an MP3 player, if you just press it, it'll go to the end of an album and then that's it, you're stuck. So we used it on shuffle, which was helpful. everybody had chosen the music that they wanted, so that was from Tchaikovsky to Johnny Cash to Catherine Jenkins. There was a huge range of the music that people preferred. This is some of the comments of the people who were listening. It makes you just relax. I enjoyed it. I love music. You were just gone. You can't talk and listen. It went well. I enjoyed the music. Relaxed and peaceful. It does work. It was lovely. Thanks. Yes, and I actually did enjoy listening to it because I could sit up there with the headphones on and nobody could distract me. I think it was. I quite enjoyed it. It was funny because I'd never worn headphones before. I usually just listen, but I thought, you're getting it quite literally into your head, aren't you? Yes, you can't hear anything. And I think the headphones really focused it into people. I've got a lot more information about people, how they felt about using the headphones, but it allowed them not to be distracted. It completely focused the music, and it made a huge difference. The carers, I got half an hour's peace. She was relaxed and focused on a photograph of five generations of the family. It evoked vivid memories from long ago, memories of their wedding, first house 60 years ago. That person actually cried a lot. And the first day that she listened to the music, her husband had to take it away from her. But after that, she cried and still enjoyed it. It was because it was evoking such memories for her. So it doesn't mean that somebody who's crying isn't enjoying themselves. And I think that's important as well. Oh, it's positive, as I can come down and not worry, as I know she's listening to her music and enjoying it. I'd like to continue doing this. I'd encourage him to do it. It went really well. I was a bit sorry when the 45 minutes were up, and I thought, well, it was nice to see her happy. Quite happy to listen, very settled and relaxed. She's away with the fairies, singing, swaying with her eyes closed, fully engrossed. And I think what was nice was the carers to see people really relaxed and enjoying themselves. So they had a break in that period, but also what happened is some of the people, the relaxation lasted all afternoon, you know, so it went on 3-4 hours. In a couple of cases, it lasted that long. One of the ladies, she listened to music at 7 o'clock, so the carer felt if it had been the afternoon, it would have been much more obvious, because what happened is she relaxed and went to bed. So it was difficult to sort of ascertain how long that effect was. But that lady also, the son-in-law, forgot to take the headphones off and she was listening for 2.5 hours. So I think it proves the point that it actually doesn't matter about how long people listen to it. You know, it would have been better just to allow them to say, I've had enough. So the findings, each person with dementia said that listening to music had made them more relaxed and happier. I actually have a table. So it was about 33 out of 35 occasions where they felt more relaxed and happier. One lady, unfortunately, she liked Pavarotti, and I put Spanish tenors on. And unfortunately, because it was foreign, she just really got very frustrated. So that's a point for best practice. Mm-hmm. Don't put things on that they haven't asked for. All carers agreed it was a positive experience. Using an MP3 player and headphones allowed people to focus on the music, cut out any distraction, and appears to concentrate the effect. The carer got a break while the person with dementia listened to the music, and in some cases, the positive effects lasted for a few hours, which was really a point of what I was trying to see. How long does that effect last? Listening to music for participants with dementia relies on their carer reminding them, and often in assisting them with the player and headphones. One of the ladies with dementia, she'd change the music depending on her mood. So sometimes she didn't want to listen to classical and she would switch it over to Johnny Cash just to brighten her up a bit, which was brilliant. All carers felt the person with dementia would have listened longer if they'd not been reminded to stop. Last notes. Just looking at a policy context, I think it fits into the delivering integrated care, supporting carers in the community. It's very accessible, it's quite a cheap thing to do with people. It's often used at daycare and dementia cafes and often with people in the later stages, but I think it's important we use it at an earlier stage and get people into the routine when they can still use an MP3 player. So it's a really good therapeutic intervention, non-intrusive, low cost. Just spread the word, and I'll leave the last to my couple who took part in the research and don't know how famous they are now. See if this works.
How do I click them?
Oh,
got it.
That's it. Thank you.